Welcome to Wake Up with Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, your source for helpful information, advice, and tips to live your life in a mindful way in this increasingly chaotic world. For over four decades, Dr. Douglas has been teaching people how to develop their intuition and live their lives in a conscious way. His news and views of the world tomorrow, today, are always informative and revealing. To learn more about Dr. Douglas, be sure to visit his website, douglasjamescottrell.com, where you can download self-help exercises you can do right in the comfort of your own home. And now here's your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell. I have a wonderful and amazing man here today with me, Ken Foster, who has over 35 years of experience in personal and business development. He is a visionary, a business strategist, best-selling author, and a syndicated radio host and the voice of Courage Show. Welcome to the show, Ken. It's an honor and a privilege to have you here today. I'm very much looking forward to finding out about your work. And you have this amazing connection with Yogananda and his amazing book that basically changed the world, the autobiography of a yogi. So how did you get from the beginnings, the humble beginnings that you started, to being this masterful teacher, this author, The Courage to Change Everything, which I think is a fantastic title? Everybody should run out and get that book right now, after the interview, of course. How did that moment in your life change you from where you were going and to this, let's say, path of enlightenment?
Yeah. Well, thank you, first of all, Douglas, for having me on the show. I really appreciate you, what you do, and I appreciate the invitation to be here. And I'm looking forward to really inspiring and uplifting your audience and giving them some tools and strategies and ways to really become a better version of themselves, test themselves in greater ways, evolve themselves, and remember who they are. So let me answer your question. It was 1996 or seven, and I was sitting in my living room. And I'd been coaching for about a year at that time, and I was dead broke.
Oh, gosh.
And I didn't know how to, I had a lot of clients, but I didn't know how to charge. And so a friend of mine called and said, hey, a guy by the name of Tony Robbins is hiring people, and he's looking for somebody to run his coaching organization. So long story short, I applied. They told me I beat out 500 people to get that position. And I'm working for Tony for a while, and he calls me up to his office. And for those of you that don't know Tony Robbins, he's probably one of the most prolific authors, speaker, trainers in the world. He's one of my mentors and has been for many years, and he's helped millions of people. So Tony calls me up to his office, and he says, he's late. So I'm sitting there and I'm looking at his library. And in his library is a lot of books, but there's one author. He's got maybe 30 books from this author, a lot. Wow. And I look and I said, because I'm asking myself, where does Tony Robbins get all his wisdom? Where's he getting this stuff from? And the author is a guy by the name of Paramahansa Yogananda. So I go, all right, I'm going to find out Paramahansa Yogananda. A week later, I'm at a garage sale in San Diego. And there's a box full of books. And of course, it's Yogananda's books, all his books, his tapes, everything he's done up to that point in time. And so I buy it for $25.
Wow.
And
the universe is providing.
The universe. Is there synchronicity in the universe, right?
I love it.
So, I take it home and I start studying. And believe it or not, right? So I'm living in Encinitas at the time, and he's talking about the temple in Encinitas. I look out and, in my backyard, where I can see is Yogananda's temple. Well, I hadn't attended there. So I'm like, well, I think I'm going to go do that. So that was my story. And then it was interesting because I had been meditating for maybe 5 years up until that point. And I was good meditating 10, 15 minutes, morning and evening. It was hard to do. My mind was really very busy, and I'd sit there and my body want to jump up and go somewhere else. But after I studied those teachings for a while, I immersed myself in those teachings, and I was given techniques that I went from being able to meditate this 10, 15 minutes to I did an 8-hour meditation.
Wow.
In about, I don't know, maybe 6 months after I started these teachings. And that blew my mind. I couldn't believe that I was able to even do that. And I understand now why. Maybe we can talk about that. But anyway, that's where I started. So thanks for asking the question. Sorry for the long.
Well, I can't let the audience keep hanging here with you. You've got an 8-hour meditation, and we're going to go on to something else. You were in the ever-present moment, I'm sure, where that 8 hours didn't seem like 8 hours. Tell us about it. How did it seem? What happened?
I would say that the 8 hours slipped by in maybe, in my mind, real time, an hour. I mean, it was just boom. So as I was able to learn the techniques to still my mind, and by the way, Yogananda brought in the scientific meditation techniques from India in 1924. His mission was to show that the teachings of Jesus Christ and the teachings of Bhagavan Krishna were one and the same. And quite frankly, the teachings of all the masters are really one and the same, Buddha and Allah and Muhammad.
I hardly agree with that. That's profound.
Yeah, they came in to show us the principles too, that we are all one and we all can connect it with one and we can all live in harmony together if we apply the principles, the spiritual principles. But anyway, technique, and I'm going to digress a second. I was on a ski slope after I was a skier for about 30 years at the time. I was on a ski slope, and I was up in Heavenly, it was Mammoth, California, with a couple of buddies of mine. One was a ski instructor, and we were going down these moguls, these big giant bumps, and I didn't like those moguls. They took too much time, effort, energy for me. I never liked them. But my one buddy said, "Hey, Ken, I have a technique I will give to you that if you'll learn it, it'll change your skiing and you'll be 50% better." And I didn't necessarily doubt him because he was an amazing teacher, amazing skier. I said, "Sure, Kevin, tell me what it is." He taught it to me. My skiing completely changed. I wish I'd had that technique 30 years earlier. Well, it's the same thing with meditation. When you get the right scientific meditation technique, that's been science is right. We repeating that over and over again, not just Ken can do it. You can do it. Everybody can do it. When you get that technique, it's not brain surgery. It's simple techniques that just like on the ski slope, only in meditation, that helps us to still our mind, still our body, still our thoughts, and be able to go into higher states of consciousness. And time passes, of course, like that. But what's happening is we're going into a peaceful state. The first sign that we've touched that state of higher consciousness is the sense of peace. And then as we progress meditatively, we go into higher states. You go into bliss. You go into omnipresence, you go into, you know, much amazing, you know, God is light, God is sound, God is all present. And we start to experience those states as oneness with the divine. So that's kind of where I started though.
Well, that's a profound statement. My mentor, Ross Peterson, once I was in a class and I was just a novice neophyte, if you will. And he was, I was eager to be like he was and to touch upon that information available at those higher realms. And he casually said to me, "You know, Douglas doesn't know anything about meditation. He doesn't know the difference between vegetation and meditation." And the class got a chuckle out of that. I was about 24 or 5 at the time. So that was a profound statement. And as I'm listening to you talk about the different levels of consciousness, which you've aptly have delineated here for people who, to give them some idea that it isn't just a matter of trying to calm your monkey mind and have like empty thinking. In my experience, it's impossible. Your mind keeps doing something. And as you said, you went through these different levels. When you were
Well,
doing
the mind becomes, even in beginning meditation, when we sit there and we start to observe our thoughts, right? Who is the observer of the thoughts? And that's the place we connect with the soul. When we're in meditation, we start to be able to, God expresses God in sound, in word. And word vibration, sound vibration, light vibration, right? So, when we're in those ecstatic states, we're starting to experience that ourselves. And we start to, and what happens as a result of meditation for me and for everybody else is that I think one of the first things that happens is our intuition starts to develop. Most people have undeveloped intuition. Me included when I first started this, and I'm still working on it. I'm not perfected soul by any means. But what happens is, when intuition starts to kick in, we start making better choices in our life. Intuition is 100% accurate. So imagine, being able to pick the stock market, I guess, 100% accuracy, or choose the right partner for yourself, or choose the right food to put in your body, or choose the right way for your day. That's intuition. And, meditation does that. So I'm just saying that to your audience, if you're on the edge, you're wondering, well, should I ever try this, or I've done this, or maybe you're already meditating, but you're like, it's time now to go deeper. Then it is time for you to go deeper.
Well, that's wonderful said. Very accurate. The idea that you've sort of put a few breadcrumbs out for everybody that they could find their way on the path. It leads to, again, that greater consciousness. And I like your terminology about getting closer with God Almighty or the heavenly influences or the divine. Of course, that's where we're headed anyway, in my opinion. But I like the title of your book, The Courage to Change Everything, because I think even as you start to do that inward looking, there's a lot of surprises and necessary changes that you might have to make to get you on the path.
Well, I'll for the audience, I'll put this on screen, and it's a book I wrote, Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius.
I love it. I love it.
That book was an interesting book. I wrote it because I had a lot of clients, my coaching clients, coming in, and they would be with me, and man, everything is going good with them. And then 3 days later, they're back into their old thinking patterns. And I thought, let me write a book. And let me bring the astute wisdom from the ages, from all those that have manifested wisdom in their lives, whether it be in business or in health or in relationship. Let me put this in a book where every day someone can read that wisdom, start to assimilate it into their being, and then be able to have specific questions to take them into what I want to say is higher levels of thinking, right? So maybe a question like, if I were courageous, what are the three most important acts I would take today? Or maybe a question like, what is the quantum breakthrough that I'm choosing to have in my business in the next 30 days? Now, I've learned over the years, by asking powerful questions, we get powerful answers. Yeah. And then, of course, what does it take, Douglas? It takes courage. It takes courage. Most of us in this world are really good at fear. Like, we've mastered it. We know how to be afraid of, a relationship, starting a business, asking for something more in our life. We're good. We're good at that. But, courage, when we step into courage, and by the way, courage comes from the Latin word cur, which means to speak one's heart. But courage is more than that. Courage is a energy. It's a vibration. It's a power. And when you tap into it, providence moves with you. With courage and commitment, providence moves. The people, places, and things you need to show up in your life to accomplish this, quote, big goal, will happen for you. And I'll give you an example. Back in March of this year, a friend of mine mentioned to me that there was an organization called Challenged Athlete Foundation in San Diego. And Challenged Athlete Foundation had been around for 30 years. They've been raising monies for children that and also adults, you know, that had lost limbs. So, you know, people in military, people with children that had operation, they lost their hand, their arm, or what have been providing monies for them so that they could compete athletically. And so my friend said, hey, there's a ride from San Francisco to San Diego, 700 miles or so. And would you like to do that ride and go out and raise $15,000 for the organization? That's your commitment. And then, you know, you'll do the ride and we'll raise awareness. We'll bring people on your show. We'll do this and that. I said, that sounds like a big challenge. I'm not sure I'm up to that. But then I knew, because I've studied these principles long enough, is that this is my challenge to step into, to grow, to evolve, to remember who I am. And so I took it on. I completed it about a month ago. And unbeknownst to my little mind, every day I got stronger and stronger. Now, how is that? 100 miles a day or so? And you're getting stronger the next day and the next day and the next day? The mind doesn't fathom that. But when we step into something greater than ourselves, by the way, not only did I get stronger, the people, the places, the things, everything I needed, all the money came in, everything I needed for this to happen. That happens consistently. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what the Courage to Change Everything book is all about. It's helping you to get out of your own way on a daily basis to step into some of those dreams that you thought were impossible.
Well, I like your analogy, not actually as analogy, it's a matter of fact. I see you have another book, Ask and You Will Succeed. The idea is that an opportunity came to you and you didn't dismiss it intellectually as being too difficult. You had the courage to accept it. And then you took the steps. And I found out in my own life that as you go somewhere you've never been before, you'd have no expectations because you've never been there. But as soon as you get there, things come to you. And something at the end of the day was extremely important. Had you not taken that first step, that you couldn't see around the corner, so to speak, whatever that important benefit or reward was, you wouldn't have achieved. This story about getting stronger every day and the mind doesn't fathom it, I'm assuming the mind, how can I say it? You're dealing with another form of mind. You're dealing with that inner mind, yeah, that's stronger and more aware and touching upon the higher mind. Would you agree?
I would agree. And I'd also say this, when we can tap into that, we start to tap into our unrealized potential. Most of us, including me, have not even tested my limits, right? I keep testing them because I know about that, right? But a lot of us are not. We're living in lives that are mediocre and we're not testing those limits. You know, at the end of that ride, there was 166 athletes that participated in this. We raised $3.7 million as a group for the Challenged Athlete Foundation. And we, you know, when I'm riding down that, down Pacific, Pacific Coast Highway. And next to me are these athletes that are in sleds, right? They don't have use of their legs anymore. They're using their arms. Or we had five of them that rode with us that were blind. So they're on tandem bikes. I'm thinking to myself, you know, I could increase my trust. I don't know how much trust it takes to go down 700 miles on the back of a bike without being able to see. But I know one thing, I could increase my trust substantially. I could increase my potential substantially just listening and watching these guys. They're just amazing, right? So it does take courage, though. And Douglas, let me mention, if somebody wants to get the Courage to Change book, they can get it at courage2change.us. Courage2change.us. I just want to put that out there before we go there. Okay.
I would tell everybody who has the availability, go get it right now. This is an amazing book that is going to change your life. I love the title, Having the Courage to Change Everything, is something, I think, going from failure to success, there's that moment. You're at that threshold. And it takes courage to take that next step because you're about to go somewhere you've never been before. Don't procrastinate. Don't turn around. Don't give up. Take that step by this book, The Courage to Change Everything.
Well, you know, if you've ever bought, let's say, a new couch for your house, when you buy your couch and then you start looking at your other furniture and you go, I think I need to change this. Or I need a new picture here. Or, you know, and you start changing that around and then all of a sudden you think, well, yeah, maybe I need a new house, right? This doesn't fit. When you change one thing, I've learned, you start to change everything. And this is what we're talking about now in consciousness. So when you can shift your awareness, when you can shift that consciousness, and I believe we do this in sometimes over time, but sometimes it's like lightning hits us. And all of a sudden we see things we've never been able to see before. When you can do that on a consistent basis, be able to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible, what happens is you start to get in this flow. We all live in duality, right? You know, there's black and white, up and down, you know, we're in duality. Everything is duality. So a lot of people try to cut duality in half. In other words, there's pain and pleasure. They just want to feel the pleasure. They don't want to go down the pain side. And yet, in that pain side, give the analogy of building my muscles for that ride. It was painful, right? There was a lot of challenges. I had to push myself. I had to grow these muscles that, you know, needed to grow if I was going to do this. When we're in that pain side, then what happens when we control the pain, when we are the ones stepping into the growth process, what happens is then at the other side of it, we're in duality, is a lot of joy, a lot of happiness. Now, the flip side, of course, happens too, right? When we're just on the pleasure side and we're not wanting to experience any kind of pain, eventually my experience is that the universe will give you a little tap. Hey, you're going down the wrong way. And if you don't pay attention to that, you get a little 2x4. And if you don't pay attention to that, you get a storm. Right. So why not then, if we know that this is how the universe works, there's duality here, why not take the greatest challenge in your life? Maybe you're having a challenge with your finances right now, or maybe a relationship challenge, or maybe a health challenge. Why not realize that, okay, I'm going to have to go on a quest to figure out what I need to shift inside of me in that consciousness, as within, so without, as the old proverb would say, that consciousness that I get to shift so that my body heals, my muscles get stronger, my career takes off, my business becomes profitable. And listen, I will tell you this, it is all an inside job. And I know Douglas would concur with this. If you're paying attention to the news and the economy and the wars and all this, I'm not saying dig your head in the sand. That's not what I'm going to say here. But if you're focusing on that constantly, you are living from the outside in and not the inside out. And as a result of that, where how the world goes, you will go. How the news goes, you will go. You will be depressed one day. You'll be upset one day. You'll be maybe happy one day, but you'll be living outside in. When you can shift that, in The Courage to Change Everything book and my other book that Douglas just mentioned, I'll get to that in a minute. When you can shift that, then all of a sudden you have control over your life. You start to step into and challenge yourself in ways that you've never challenged yourself. But again, if you're the one challenging it, on the other side is a lot of joy. And when you start living your life from that place, everything shows up for you in the way that you need for it to evolve yourself, remember who you are, and quite frankly, leave a brilliant legacy as you look back in your rocking chair years from now. And you look back and you go, you know what? I lived a great life. This was a great life.
Well said. Well said. I found people who get to those points of, question, uncertainty, challenge. To go inside means you decide, not your friends, not somebody. When you go and tell them your plan, they're going to say, no, that's never going to work, because that's usually what happens. The universe is pushing back. So if you keep it inside, how to ignite your courage and unlock your potential are part of the comments made in The Courage to Change Your Life. And it does take only a moment, in my opinion, to change. You just have to, you get to that point where you've tried everything else and there's something that you haven't done, and that's the one thing you ought to do. But to have that courage.
I love that, Douglas. I think, a lot of times we get stuck in this duality thinking, black and white. It's this way or that way. I'm right, you're wrong. This is the way it is. This isn't the way it is. When we get out of the rulemaking and, what we've been taught, and you start to open up your creative mind and say, well, what's the third choice? What's the fourth choice? What's the 50th choice? And really start to reason it out. And, this other book I wrote, right? Ask and you will succeed. Ask and you will succeed. It's a takeoff of what Jesus quote in the Bible, ask and you will receive, right? He said that. Ask and you'll receive. It's like, wow, how many of us really do that? I mean, when my buddies, Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield, they taught me how to write books and stuff, by the way. And if you don't know who they are, they're the authors, co-authors of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, which has sold about 1 billion books so far. But those guys asked a question like 300 times, I think Mark told me, what would be a mega best-selling book title, right? 300 times. Einstein, right? He asked the question, what would it be like to write a light beam of light over 10 years? He came up with a special theory of relativity, E equals MC squared, right? Which changed reality. All great thinkers ask, but they ask powerful questions over and over and over again until they get the answer. This book was based on that principle. And there's 35 categories of life in this book. And there are 1,001 questions to help you go from ordinary success to extraordinary success in whatever area you're looking for. But I've given you the questions, because a lot of times we don't have the questions to ask, right? I've given you the questions from the wisdom of the ages, right? So that you have those questions at your fingertip and you can hone in on any area you're working at. Start asking it over and over again so that you start getting the results that you want to get. It's not rocket science.
On that note, let's take a short break. We'll be right back after this.
The Douglas James Cottrell website is where you can learn much more about this amazing man and his journey through a lifetime of spiritual prophecy. The book Secrets of Life answers questions everyone has about the physical versus the spiritual world, why you are here in the world right now, karma, psychic abilities, reincarnation, prayer, and much more about universal laws. This book is essential for those who really desire to follow the path of the divine to soul perfection. Douglas has been chosen to provide you with a keen insight into the purpose of life's journey. Best-selling author Robert Appel says, "The least you can expect from Dr. Cottrell's work is that it will change your life." Go to douglasjamescottrell.com and click on Shop for Secrets of Life and all of his books and learning materials.
And just before the break, we were talking about how a person can change their life just by asking questions. And you have the wherewithal to write, 1,001 questions, I think, or something nice.
Yeah, it's the Ask and You Will Succeed book. And by the way, people can get this right on Amazon. And it's 1,001 ordinary questions to create extraordinary success. And you know, as I was saying, you know, it's not brain surgery, but here's the key, right? I said it earlier. You got to find the courage to answer these questions. You got to find the courage to stay in those questions, and you have to be consistent and persistent. With consistency and courage, as I said earlier, providence will move. Honestly, people, places, and things will show up. Now, a lot of you have already experienced this, and you know, as easy as you set your intention, you know, to get a parking space at the mall, and that shows up. That's great. That's a sign that yes, you can manifest what it is that you like in this world. But so many people stop there. I'm not sure if it's between it's been training, you know, programs, societal programming or familiar programming of these limitations. But when somebody can take off those limitations, we can start to create a life that really works for us. And here's the other key. When you change, you're not only changing you, you're changing the consciousness of your family for seven generations down.
Really?
Seven generations. How cool is that? So I want to give you the purpose to change, right? It's not about you. It's about really helping your family change, right? So if you'll get out of your comfort zone and step into your power, right? Even for a day, you know, this will help you. Now, I want to give everybody a free gift, Douglas.
Oh, wonderful.
Those limitations, I created a process. It's called the release process. Release, release, release it. Get rid of it, right? A release process is on my website. It's a gift for me for free. It doesn't cost you anything. You go to kendfoster.com, kendfoster.com. And you scroll down on the homepage, and right there, you can get the release process. Most people tell me it takes them a minimum of 3 hours to start and do it. This is a great time of year to do it, so I encourage you to do this. And it's going to start with your childhood, go up to grade school, high school, college, military, first marriage, second marriage, wherever you are, okay, all the way up to where you are presently. And you're going to make some conscious choices to release some of the energy around some of the challenges that maybe you've gone through. Okay. So it's a simple process. Again, it just takes your commitment. And people tell me at the end of that, they have more clarity. They feel lighter. They feel like they have more energy. So there's quite a few reasons to do this. Most importantly, you're going to tap into your creativity like never before once you release anything that's depressing you or holding you back, those limitations.
I love it. I love it. A lot of people feel guilt. They're unsure. They've been perhaps browbeat by others. They've been told consecutively in their life that they can't do it. They don't deserve it. So going through that kind of process, I guess, is like, well, I have a vision of they're just like digging up treasure, right? They're just getting the dirt off the top, and they're going to find that treasure chest in the bottom there.
And the treasure chest is in all of us. You know, we all come in these little geniuses, you know, depending on karma, of course, but we all come in bright. And we're bright little stars that are there. And of course, you know, what happens is the little souls get it's like almost a mud over the soul, right? You know, what's the mud? I think you just mentioned it, Douglas. You know, it's the guilt, the shame, the remorse, the ways we've been hurt or maybe hurt others. It's the missed opportunities, the missed, the woulda, coulda, shouldas. It's the misguided programming that we've gotten from our teachers who are well meant to be, or our families. You know, they just didn't know any better. So when you can take that off, you shine again. And it's amazing what happens when that happens.
Well, you're a shining light. I mean, listening to you, to anybody listening to your voice should say to themselves, I deserve this. I'm going to do this for me.
Yeah.
And of course, you have to do something. You have to take that first step. And the way you've laid it out today in this interview is remarkably simple for people. They just need to follow the steps.
Yeah.
I love the title, Have the Courage to Do So. I mean, it does take courage. You know, you've got to go up against all those doubts and things in your mind, but understanding that maybe this is a karmic benefit to you. Maybe you just have to turn that corner and listen to your words. I understand people can come and take in your events as a speaker, as well as your books. Have you got anything coming up in the near future?
Well, I also want to mention my my show. I have a show. So if you'd like to tune in and listening to the voices of wisdom on a consistent basis, there's my show. It's called Voices of Courage. Voices of Courage. You could just ask Siri, Cortana, or Alexa to play Voices of Courage, or you can Google me on the internet. I'm all over the place. So Voices of Courage. And we bring in authors, speakers, and trainers that are there to support you in growing your life in so many ways. So I hope you'll tune in. Voices of Courage. What else, Douglas? You know, I want to say this. Now, what happened when I met Yogananda was that I started to realize what this lifetime and past lifetimes were about. And I think a lot of times people get off balance mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. When we're off balance spiritually, we've lost our purpose. We're wondering who we are. Why am I here? Sometimes that's the key to opening up. And a lot of us have gone through the questioning, and that's actually opened our hearts and opened up our spiritual understanding. But when we get to a place where we realize why we're here, you know, who we are at our essence, who everybody else is at their essence, and we start to be able to see life through those eyes, all of a sudden, life gets more like more like a play or a movie. And we're not so attached to everything that's happening. We get to detach and we can become fully empowered to manifest what we choosing in our life, okay? At that level. And then when you go to even higher levels, they did a study recently on prayer. There were two groups. One group was praying for things like, please help my family, or please help my family member get XYZ, or please help me find a new job, or, you know, please help the world, those kind of prayers. And the other group was praying, thy will be done. That was it. Thy will be done. Now, both groups were very effective. Prayer is effective and prayer works. But which one had more effect? Well, thy will be done. Interesting. So that goes back to the foundation of what you believe this universe is about. Is this universe working for you or against you? Is your creator working for you or against you? Where did you come from? Who are you? You know, what's going on here? When you start to realize that everything is being done for you, and all of a sudden you are in a place where, oh, if it's being done for me, maybe I can attune into this universal plan, this universal guidance, this universal plan for my life, and I'm going to let that flow. That's an interesting place to be. Just saying.
That's called faith. Faith is built upon belief. Belief is built upon evidence. And what you're giving us today is evidence of that. You're exactly right. I came to that conclusion in my middle 20s when I was asking for dreams on the commodities and this and the life and whatever and all the different project I was in. Because the universe furnishes information. Whatever you're interested in, that's where the information comes from. But then I realized I wasn't smart enough to know how to ask the question. I would keep asking this question. I would get an answer. I wouldn't understand it. So then I switched. I said, okay, I'm the janitor in the house here. You're the master. You're the boss. You're the landlord. Whatever you want me to know, let me know. So I'm complimenting you in the way you put it.
I love that.
That's a principle that, there's a smarter mind up there. You can call it virtue, God Almighty, or the universal mind or the soul mind. It knows the question even before it knows the question and the answer even before you know the question. So
it knew I was going to be on Douglas's show before I knew I was going to be on Douglas. It knew before Douglas even asked me.
Well, okay, I'll go with that because I kind of had a feeling, and it took a little bit of whenever there's resistance, I always think something really wonderful is happening, or this is really important, or the person I'm about to meet is a very bright light. And, we had a little back and forth on trying to get this together. So I was anticipating talking to you. I think you're a wonderful man. I loved your spiritual journey, where the synchronicity of going somewhere, finding about Yogananda and all the information, and going to garage sale and getting everything for $20. That to me is gold, spiritual gold on finding your path. But I agree.
Well, before I even, the synchronicity, and I think synchronicity is something we ought to talk about, because it's always there. It's always there, isn't it?
Give people your opinion on what that means, because people have various understandings, lower to higher. What, in a way of being the master you are at this understanding of the spiritual wisdoms, how can you explain it to people who are neophytes, or people who are perhaps veterans of spiritual seeking?
Well, I would describe it this way. Let's just start with intention. Okay.
Good point.
Yeah. Intention. We set our intention. Let's say you set your intention to always have a parking spot at the front of the mall. Okay. At the front, right next to the store. Right. And you say, that's my intention. Right. And you ask yourself, well, where did that thought even come from? And is that important to me? And, if you get back, yeah, that's important. This is a part of my journey. I'm going to see if this is right. Right. And sure enough, you go to the mall and wow, there's the first spot. And you go, well, that's probably just luck. Okay. So you go to the mall the next day and sure enough, that spot's there again. You go, probably just coincidence. And you go again and there's there, and you start going, well, okay, I don't know. Maybe there's something to this. And you go the next day and it's not there. You go, I knew, there's nothing happened. And then somebody says, well, are you playing with doubt and uncertainty? Are you creating it, this doubt and uncertainty in your mind? And so therefore it's not showing up. And you go, well, yeah, I didn't think it happened. You go, okay, I'm going to say it's going to happen. And the next day it does. Right? So there's this game we play, right? And it is a game. It's a game of hide and seek, I would say, with the universe, with God. It's there and it's not. But here's the key, okay, with synchronicity. When you surrender your ego to something greater than yourself, when you really allow yourself to be guided and you start to tune in to how you feel, how your body feels. Are you feeling tight in your chest? Oh, well, what's your body telling you? Okay, simplicity. I'm getting a headache. Oh, why is that? What's the cause? When you start to go to a place of cause and truth, and you're willing to realizing that everything counts, okay, that you didn't make it up, it's there for you to learn, to grow, and to evolve as a spiritual being. We're all on a spiritual path. Everybody's a spiritual being, right? So when you start to understand that, you start to understand synchronicity. In other words, things start to flow for you in a way that maybe has never happened before. And if you allow yourself to let go of doubt and uncertainty, which are the biggest success stoppers in this world, and you allow yourself to go into a place of trust, like Douglas said, trust, faith, love, connection. When you feel that, life changes. Changes for Douglas, changed for me, changes for everybody I know. It changes for us. And at one point, at least my wife and I sure feel this way, we feel like we live in this bubble. Yeah, the world is going on out there, but you know what? That stuff isn't impacting us. We're impacting us by the way we walk through life, by the way we make our choices, and by the way we show up, either happy and joyful, or that old consciousness of pissed off and angry, and I can't believe you did this to me. It's always our choice, and of course it's the audience's choice too.
Well said. Taking responsibility for yourself, From your fingertips back, you have complete control. Beyond your fingertips, you don't. It's what I teach. So it's like, yeah, I can choose to be whatever I want to be today. And some of the directions you're giving to people are very simple yet powerful. And I think the idea of intention is a really good place to start. Again, if you tempt, you know, the universe about, well, I, you know, this 3 or 4 days, is there going to be a parking space? All of a sudden there isn't. I mean, that's just the intellectual mind getting in interfering.
Getting in the way. It's getting in the way, right? Yeah. Right. One more time.
I found that if you get into that space that you're talking about and teaching people today, it's like there's no doubt you're going to go there. And if it isn't there that day, you can say, oh, there's one a couple of spaces back. That's okay. There's no ha-ha or whatever.
Yeah. And by the way, sometimes, you know, I know for me, when I was learning that particular lesson, there was a part of patience that had to be learned with that, right? So it may not be that I pull into Costco and it may not be there right the moment I pull in.
I wait.
But I wait for a moment, and sure enough, every single time it shows up.
I've had that exact same experience. I just sit there and it's supposed to be here.
Right.
And then I got the blinker going. I'm sitting there and all of a sudden somebody backs out that I didn't see and there's my spot. So that's a wonderful example.
Or the other thing that happens with me is I get this, oh, it's on the other lane. And I just drive around. It's right there. Yeah, intuition again.
We'll be right back after this.
Oh, what's up?
I'm just not sure what to do with my health issues. And I keep having this recurring scary dream. What's that about? And I just don't know if my instincts are right about my business ideas or anything right now. Maybe it's all past life issues.
Have you thought about a phone consultation with Dr. Cottrell? A 45-minute chat should help you out. It's not a deep trance meditation, and you'll find it's just as helpful. Plus, with COVID going on, they're discounted from $375 to just $275, $100 off.
Great idea. I love talking to him, like chatting with a long-lost friend. He's like tapped into a ton of wisdom, loads of spiritual insight, and he's on point. Oh.
Now what?
I can't find his number.
Seriously? In this day and age? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
519-471-1110. Call from anywhere in the country. If you need more info, I found his website too. It's DouglasJamesCottrellStore.com.
While you're talking, this is coming to my mind. I was showing off that principle to some people. And I went down to the theater. I was doing a talk and I wanted to get right up to the theater because I had stuff in the trunk, you know, set up equipment. And there was no space in front of the theater. It was on the other side of the street.
Right.
So, a two-lane street. So I had to park on the other side. So I got my, you know, I was in front of the theater. And from the universe, of course, you're in front of the theater. You're just, instead of going east, you're going west. It's right there. So I got to chuckle at the universe how sometimes they play with us, I think, you know.
And, you know, and I'll say this too. You know, we're talking some elementary principles that you can play with today. But, you know, some of you, I know, that are listening to Douglas have been on this path for a while. And, you know, a lot of times when we start on this path, we learn from our teachers. We, you know, we become a good follower before we become a good leader, and we start to generate things, you know, like when I started on this path, you know, I listened to a lot of teachers. I put a lot of their information in my books and that type of thing. And so I was doing things, that, you know, others had done, but eventually on this path, when we step into the next level, you start to do things that nobody's done. Nobody's done before, okay? So if you're listening to Douglas' show and you're going, oh, this is all elementary, I challenge you there. Find something that nobody's done, nobody's brought on the planet yet, and at least in this age, and bring it into the world. You might already have it in your mind what this could be, But again, if you do, then, you know, it's going to take some of the principles you've learned to put it into the world. You're probably going to have a team around you. You're probably going to have to tune, you realize where two or more are gathered, therefore that presence is there, and you're going to have to up-level that. You're going to have to understand the principles of that. You're going to have to understand the principles that we talked about earlier of asking. And you're going to have to understand you're going to have to really be in that place where you can still the mind, still your thoughts, and go into higher realms of consciousness to pull the answers out of the universe that are already there. They just aren't in you yet or in the world yet. But, you know, if you're challenged, if you want to do that, I challenge you to step up, because why would I even challenge anybody to do that? It's all about your evolution, right? What I learn is when we set big dreams that are greater than ourselves, that are noble dreams, that they support us, they support our families, our communities, our world. When we're in noble dreams and we're through stretching ourselves, we evolve. We remember who we are. We remember our powers, our passion, our love, and we'd be able to bring that into ourselves and bring it into the world in a greater way.
Yeah. Well said. The idea is that the higher you set your goal, the higher you're going to achieve. So why not set your goals really high?
Yeah. I would say it this way too, Douglas. I would say the higher you set your goals, the greater evolution can take place for you. And now this can be a simple goal. You can say, you know, I've been meditating for a while. You know, Ken said, you know, maybe set his, and this is what I've done, set your intention to go a little deeper every day, right? That's huge. Maybe you're the thing that you want to do is you're going to learn how to put a smile on everybody's face that you meet. That's no easy feat, by the way. A lot of people don't want to smile. So there are simple ways that we can really tune into our own self, bring out those qualities that are in there, and really make a difference in the world. You know, I think it was Gandhi that said, be the change you want to see in the world, right? And I would say this, I think Yogananda said this. He said, before you change the world, change yourself, right? Mm-hmm. I think those are wise statements. And I'm going to plus it with one last quote. Saint Teresa, who's a Catholic saint, was in a crowd of people. And for those of you that don't know her, she was working in, I believe, Calcutta, in the poorest of the poor in India. And she worked with the poorest of the poor for years and years. Somebody was asking her, I think she had like 5 seconds to answer this because she's going through a crowd. They said, how should I live my life? And she said, do what's hard. I thought, wow, how many of us do those difficult things to stretch ourselves, to put ourselves in a place that's a little more difficult than what we are? Good advice. My advice to you, do the worst first, whatever that is, right? Show up in the morning after you go to gratitude, when you open your eyes, after you meditate, then find something that's difficult for you and go do that one. The rest of the day would be easier.
That is good advice. And, you know, always remember when you make mistakes, they're stepping stones to, you know, success, because, you know, they teach you along the way. And that's a wonderful line. You know, find something hard to do, because that's worth the reward and it's worth your time. Thank you very much, Ken. You've been a wonderful guest. Again, how can people find your books and where can they find that amazing self-evaluation on your website?
Well, thank you. Yeah. If they go to kendfoster.com, D as in Donald, kendfoster.com, you'll find the release process on my website. And if you'd like to find the Courage to Change Everything book, this one right here, you can go to couragetochange.us. And if you'd like to find, you want to have the questions to ask, go to Amazon and get that right on Amazon. And Douglas, I want to thank you for being here and thank you for your great work that you're doing in the world. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure to have you on here. You are such a knowledgeable man. You are talking from the heart. You're not giving away hypothetical or, you know, some sort of advice that's appealing. You're talking, you know, from the heart, and your truth is it bears out in your success. I've very much enjoyed the interview today. Let's do this again. You're an amazing man. Your journey has been an exciting one, and you continue to be a bright light in this world that needs more light. And I compliment you on your work and your effort, you and your lovely wife as well. May God bless you with peace and prosperity always.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Douglas. I received that. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You've been listening to the Douglas James Cottrell Show. We'll be back next week with more light, and we will encourage you. Remember, the journey is just beginning. I'm your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell. Until next time, may God bless you with peace and prosperity. Take care, my friends. God bless.
Thank you very much for listening to Wake Up. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe so you'll be notified when a new episode is posted. And we'd greatly appreciate your review of our show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts to let others know about the great content we're producing. For more about Dr. Douglas's self-development classes, books, and other related products, please visit his website, douglasjamescartrell.com. Until next time, we wish you all of God's blessings, health, wealth, and peace of mind.